Yo, 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 the Brett Rouse in Motions, your boy Tito Grams.
Yeah. Many minds in the building. Yes, indeed. Four Bricks representing.
We in here.
Yeah, man. Welcome, welcome.
Episode 59.
I was about to slip up.
Next week is the ending of season 3.
Yeah, man. It's coming to a close, but we got a lot in store, man.
We got a lot going on. Yeah, man. We've been on the hush.
Yeah.
But if you've been with us, and a lot of you have, since the beginning, mm-hmm. we was in Fort Bricks,
yep.
practically in his crib, we started this.
Yeah, man. We literally, yeah.
right? Then we went to Vic Shades.
The water cooler.
Water cooler, which was his place of business, actually.
Yep.
You know, he actually helped and provided
A space
for us to come through every now and then.
And
continue to feed y'all. Then, mm-hmm. we went to quarantine.
Yeah.
Then we went back to the crib.
Yeah.
And then
we was doing it through the phone. We were doing it through the chat. Yep. Thank you to
then.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Then, so we went from Mac's crib, from Fort Bricks crib, to the water cooler, to the quarantine, and then
the 53rd flight.
Studio.
Yeah.
What we call this?
This is the
53rd flight. Mm-hmm. Studio.
Yes.
And now we are expanding to the Bread Route
Bakery. Word up.
Its own home. And we are very proud to let y'all know that
because
round of applause. Been a long time coming, man. Yeah. And I appreciate y'all for
sticking with us,
but also seeing the growth that we're not just doing this because we got nothing to do. We are doing this we're really about this shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm putting my all into this shit.
Yeah.
And it's a really dope feeling, man.
It's growth.
I'm anxious. We're not in there yet, but we will be dropping.
Yeah, it's under construction.
We will be dropping, what you call it?
A grand reopening.
No, we're going to be filming.
Ah, yes, the process. Yes,
so
yes.
we'll be sending out teasers and all that of what's going on.
The whole process, pretty much, too.
Yeah, man.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. That's to keep y'all involved and let y'all know, you know, watch the whole process.
Yeah, The visuals will be coming.
I'm excited about this, you know what I'm saying? Because, again, you know, this is family, so, you know, and it's all growth. And
yeah, so
the expansion is going to be a good thing. Yeah,
so since we're talking about expanding, let's mm-hmm. bring to our people, because I know we haven't yet, mm-hmm. but let's introduce them to the Get It AVM show.
Yes. Actually, we did. Last week you plugged it. The Get It AVM show is another platform that I deal with as well, you know, that I'm a part of, you know, and it's my show. Me and my partner are so sick. Get It AVM is basically an independent platform for all artists, you know what I'm saying? If you paint, if you're a singer, you're a dancer, no matter whatever it may be, you know, we showcase your content to our audience, you know, and hope for you to, you know, gain a little bit more exposure and, you know, and grow.
Word.
You know, so
I like it. I like how it's been coming out.
Yeah.
You know, y'all should go and support that.
Yeah, absolutely. You could definitely check it out Thursday nights. Every Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, on YouTube at Get It AVM. And that's GIDDTAVM on YouTube. Check it out. You can check out the previous episodes, you know, the whole process. And again, you know, it's all documented so you can see us, you know, grow as well, you know, as we are with the Bread Route, you know.
GB Entertainment. We need to go get them.
Yeah.
we need to go get that.
Yeah, absolutely.
GB, but, get yeah, bucks, man. 2020, get bucks.
See, we keeping the G's alongs, man. We keeping the G's going. you know?
Word, man. So what's been going on in the world?
There's so much going on. People, do you really think Offset and Cardi B going to get back together again?
I don't think they broke up.
They separated. They were living in different homes.
I think they got a divorce.
They're not divorced yet, though. All
right. Well, I think they going to get a divorce for tax and money reasons. I think them being married is somewhat blocking their hustle.
How, though? Could they be in jail and get divorced?
But B and Jay hustle different.
So do Offset and Cardi. Two different.
Yeah, but remember, Offset is paying child support. And when you're married.
How is he paying child support if he's married?
He has children. Other children got like
five. Oh, yes, children. Yes, yes. He do have other children. He do have other. Okay.
So there could be a conflict like, yo, we making more money together. So we got to pay more. She has to pay his child support too.
Yeah, because they're one.
And she probably like, fuck that. That's cutting into my bread.
I looked at it like that. Then I didn't look at it that way.
I mean, think about it.
No, it's a possibility.
Think about it, that's though, man. It's a possibility. Think about it.
I'm not doubting think about it. I'm not doubting it. It's a possibility.
She's over here jumping from fucking things onto his dick. They're not divorced.
That's crazy, yo. That's crazy. But
they have to do it so it don't look suspicious.
Yeah. Don't you get suspicious?
I mean, allegedly. I should say. Allegedly. This is an alleged. This is just my opinion.
Yeah.
This is not what's going on.
Yeah. You're not. Yeah. This is,
I don't know them at all.
No.
I'm just saying.
Yes. It's definitely your opinion. It's your opinion. But you know, it's a valid one because, again, I didn't think about it that way. I didn't think about it that light, and that does make sense because you know what? I've known people who went through similar situations, and maybe if it works for them, it works for them. Hey, but I know he bought a Bentley truck.
I'll tell you what,
customized child seat in the back. So
if I had to pay child support for a child that ain't mine,
and is
knocking. First of all, the child don't live with me.
No, not at all. Not at all. All
right.
Mhm.
That's the first one. Child don't even live with me.
Mhm.
He is just a child of my significant other.
That came before, but that came before correct. Her.
So, I'm paying child support for a child that's not mine, that don't live with me. And I'm a millionaire, and they're actually getting a lot of money to the point where we all know all that money is not necessary to take care of a child. You don't need $30,000, $40,000 a month.
Lifestyle.
Correct. But that's lifestyle for the parent.
Yeah.
Because the child cannot spend that money.
No. But hopefully they got a setup where it goes to an account, though.
Now,
I'm hoping.
Well, I'm sure, and I'm hoping that, because I wouldn't care. If I have millions of dollars, I wouldn't want my children's mother to live poor.
No, you want your child in the best. So if you want your child in the best,
you got to have the mother in the best. Yeah. I'm for that.
Mm-hmm.
But.
There's a limit.
I wouldn't even want my significant other to take that hit for my child.
True. But
I'm saying like, yo, Dan, you know, since we got married, now you...
That comes with the last
every
name.
Every year, you got to lose $100,000 for my children.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
True.
And then I might go through it with one of my baby mothers.
Behind right? some dumb shit.
No. Yeah, but a random shit, right? And then it's like you have a problem and then the other one don't like this one and then now...
Now it's a conflict. Now your baby mothers don't get along.
But now the baby kids, mother... But the significant other got to put in to
take care of that.
So it could happen like that.
Yeah, no, I didn't think about it that way, but that makes sense. That could be a possibility.
Ladies, let us know. Am I right?
Could be a possibility.
Am I right? Fellas, let me know. Am I right?
Bro, we see it. Think about it. How many people we are seeing go through
about what do you think about that, though?
I say
we male, so I mean, it's very rare we'll be put in a position where the girl we with pays child support.
That's only if you're not married. If you're married, your girl will be paying child support with you.
That's what I'm saying.
That's the only difference. Now, if you marry, that means you take on that person's burdens and all, because you took that bond to get married. So you have to accept that. Anything that came before you, until if you have a divorce, then that's when you know those things stop being yours. But until, and you take that leap, you gotta accept that because you knew of it.
Mm-hmm.
You knew of it. So there's not much we can really say, you know? You can't feel no kind of way. We really can't. We really can't feel no kind of way. Females might see it different, you know what I'm saying? But they agree 110%. Why? Because they benefit from it. You know what I'm saying? So they're going to agree to it.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Until they're in a situation where they're dealing with it and got to pay child support. Bitch they don't like child.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So we're gonna get the if there be any responses,
Wolf
it'll be
set
from,
is stressed out right now.
Yeah, he is. He's stressed out. But you know what?
But
it could be a blessing. Maybe they meant to be best friends. Maybe they ain't meant to be married. Maybe they
that could be
you know what I'm saying? Maybe they jumped early because they thought marriage would be for what they want. You know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? Hopefully.
I think Cardi's like, man, listen, man. I'm getting 150 racks out my check, man. This shit ain't working out.
She gave him $500,000 for his birthday, or was it Christmas? What was it? Christmas.
I don't know what it was, but I know somebody's salty.
Somebody definitely salty. Ain't no doubt on that. Somebody is salty, but I don't know, man. I don't know. Maybe.
That's why. That's a case of too many baby mamas. He got too many baby mamas.
Is it two or he has three?
Four.
He has four baby mamas? He don't got four baby mamas.
Yeah.
He got four of them pieces?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man. He was slinging pipe.
Slinging pipe, but you got to... They all young, hey, too. They small. They small. Hey. They 4 or 5 years
but
old.
Listen,
you
but
got
listen
like
to
10
me.
Years.
But listen to me. Did he know think of about them prior to him getting married?
Right. I think we're on to something.
Did he know about them prior to him getting married?
Yeah. He takes care of his kids.
Okay, so then Cardi B had to accept that.
But she might have not known that when she marries.
Yeah, she knew. I hope she knew. Hope
bro, she just started getting paid. Mm. Cardi's like 2 years in the game, bro.
Mm-hmm.
She just started learning money, man. He taught her. She says it. He taught her how to manage her money. So they probably catching themselves in since they're a brand new wedding. They're probably a year. They did their taxes. She probably seen the hit and was like, hold up.
This ain't right. This don't feel
hold up. Your kids are how old? I got to do this for the rest of my, for the next 15 years. That's like $5 million that I'm giving your kids. Hell no. Oh, we need a divorce. We need a divorce.
Never know. I Grams.
Hey, yo, listen, $30,000 a month, 4 kids. It's a lot of money. That's $1 million something a year, bro.
$30,000 each?
At least. That's what people pay when they rich.
Yeah, they can put that nut out there. You know what I'm saying? Imagine, you know what I'm saying? Think about it. Wait till your numbers go up.
Non-child support.
That's a beautiful thing, right?
I take care of my kids.
Absolutely. You know what I'm saying? But that's the beautiful thing about it, man. You know what I'm saying? Now, like,
so I think it's that. Situations like this help us grow. What else is going on? We got...
Oh, the Lakers won.
Lakers fucking won.
Lakers won.
Shout to Kobe.
Yeah.
Shout Kobe's in heaven.
Smiling down on LeBron. R.I.P.
Kobe the GOAT.
Smiling down on all of them. You know what I mean? That was a blessing. Congratulations to them. Also, congratulations to the Miami Heat as well. For, you know, putting up a great game. And
fuck the Heat.
Nah, I can't do that.
No, I'm just kidding. Nah, Heat is a good team.
Yeah, definitely. You know, blessings to them, you know. Hey, man, you guys, y'all made it there. So, you know, don't be down about that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all were the two greatest of the time.
You the first loser.
Word up. You was the greatest of all time right now. Y'all made history. Imagine, think about that.
Braun whipped your ass.
Win or lose, y'all made history.
Braun whipped your ass. Y'all know Braun wasn't going to let y'all win. Did he throw the powder in the air?
They watched the game.
Me neither. All right, what else is going on? Yeah. Oh.
What's up?
The POTUS. He caught the COVID.
Oh, man. Your boy.
The Don, the Teflon Don.
Oh, your boy.
He got hit with the COVID.
What did Fauci? Fauci had protested against one of his campaign ads or something today, I believe. I didn't watch it.
Fauci, though. The doctor?
Yeah. He protested against Donald Trump. Like it was some FaceTime call shit.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, it was something going on. We're gonna speak about that next episode or something.
Yeah, we got to get more information on that one. I didn't know. I mean, you could probably search it up and shit. That. But
I'll
listen.
Do I'll do that.
Do you think that the Don, Teflon Don, actually had the COVID?
No.
No. Okay, what is your story behind the Teflon Don? With the propaganda.
Me personally, this is me speaking. Many minds. Me personally, I just think the man is part of a bigger scheme, and he's being used to not trick, not mislead, but
do
quote unquote, quote unquote, do a job to get the people to take whatever treatment he so called took that cured him so fast.
Regeneron.
Yeah, whatever the fuck that shit is. Me personally, I'm not taking it. You're gonna lock me up or whatever you gotta do. I'm not taking it.
You wanna know what it is? I'm gonna tell you what it is. It's actually a $600 stock.
Yeah, I bet it is.
It's $600 per stock of Regeneron.
You bought some?
I was.
Regeneron. Yeah, regenerate your motherfucking self. Yeah.
All right, I'm going to tell you what it is. Dupixent is launching as a novel treatment for patients with severe atopic dermatitis and asthma, and its benefit could extend to several other allergy-related indications and COPD. Positive early data for bispecific antibody Regen 1979 supports the potential of Regeneron's in-house. Okay, people that do not understand this, right? Mm-hmm. They don't.
Go ahead.
Hold on. I got you right here.
You'd be surprised.
Okay. Regeneron is a biotechnology company which engages in the discovery, invention, development, manufacture, and commercialization of medicines. Its product portfolio includes the following brands. Okay, Dupixent. Okay, whatever. The firm accelerates the traditional drug development process through its property, VelaSuite technologies such as Velic Immune, which uses unique genetically humanized mice to produce optimized fully human antibodies and bispecific antibodies. The company was founded by Alfred G. Gilman, 1988. Did y'all get that? Which uses unique genetically humanized mice to produce optimized fully human antibodies and bispecific antibodies. That's what...
Humanized mice. How do you humanize mice to grow antibodies for humans?
Meaning, genetically humanized mice.
Okay.
Okay. So they, these are cloned mice.
When have mice ever been affiliated with human?
No. Genetically humanized is one word. Is not with mice. Genetically humanized is another way to say clone.
Yeah, I get that.
That's all it is. Humanized mice.
It's crazy.
Regeneron CEO cautions Trump's results are a case of one, and coronavirus drug needs more testing.
Fuck out of here.
They might have gave that boy some shit.
Nah, they ain't give him nothing, like I was saying. The man never had it. So, let me tell y'all something, man. All the people that surround him, yeah, you know, think about all of that. You know what I'm saying? But so if that was the case...
So what happened to his wife, though? Didn't his wife have it? Why didn't he say nothing about it?
Exactly, all of them. Come on.
What'd she take?
Think about it. I don't know, but think about it. Think about this. How long has come? How long that Regeneron's been around?
1988, it was found.
Since 1988?
Yeah.
That medicine's been around?
The company.
The company. How long that medicine, Regeneron's been around?
It's not a medicine. It's just described as a company. They have many different...
Okay, but regardless...
Brands.
What's the name of the medicine?
Regeneron.
So they had to bring the medicine...
It's self...
It's Regeneron.
It's self...
1988.
Yeah, it's self... No. They might have named it Regeneron now to boost the name of the company.
How long has that medicine been around? That's what we got to figure out. Because if it's been around longer than 2 years...
But they don't... It ain't the medicine. It's they make medicine.
I know. That's what I'm
saying.
They're
a company that does it. So they always been around.
Like Pfizer.
And the other one, Moderna.
Yeah. Like companies like that. No, I get it. I get what you're saying. But I'm just saying in general. You know what I'm saying? Like this man... Like, come on, man. You go to the hospital, motherfuckers laying up in bed with COVID machines on them and shit. But they ain't showing that no more. You know, you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, where have all of that gone? Like, where are all of those people that still was in the hospital suffering from COVID? When were they released?
Where's their story?
Where's all of that? Where's all of that? You know what I'm saying? Things like that. Those are the things that I look into. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe they didn't make it.
Why we didn't hear about it? Why was it just a number?
Then there's 200,000.
Come on.
There's about 200,000 mourning families right now.
Come on, man.
That don't have a voice. That's weird.
That's beyond weird. That's beyond weird. Come on, man.
Trump said China's gonna pay for what they did to the American people. What do you think about that?
Hey, man. That's going to be a war that's... He wants to be the one to try to push that button. It's going to be disguised in a suit.
That's crazy. I got lost there for a second.
I didn't.
Yo, yo, yo.
We speaking on it.
You know what I'm saying? We almost on a commercial break.
Yeah, man. But there's a lot to, you know, take care, man. 2020 has been a hell of a year so far, man.
Yeah, and I hope that everyone is
yeah, man.
At least trying to keep a peace of mind through this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Meditate, people.
Child abuse went up. Relationships breaking up went up.
Man.
Marriages
fell. Relationships are 50-50 right now.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
A lot of things happen, man. A lot of things are happening out there in 2020. People dying, people getting killed.
You know, them OnlyFans pages fucking up homes. You know what I'm saying? All that shit.
Hey, listen, man. Won't be fucking up my home if you bringing in $10,000 a month.
Yeah, hey, you gonna be okay with that?
I'll definitely be okay with that.
You gonna be okay with that?
I'm definitely okay with that.
Wow.
If that's the hustle that my significant other wanted to do, I would be okay with it.
No, I'm not saying not being okay with it, but I'm saying just the point of an OnlyFans page, though.
Yeah. I'd rather her do that and get paid than do it on Instagram for free and get likes and comments.
True.
Get no bread.
No, I feel you. I'm looking at that aspect. I don't have nothing against that, though.
If your significant other's like, yo, listen, man, I have potential to make X amount of money doing this.
Get that bag,
baby. Get that bag. Let's that see. Bag, I'm manager.
Get that bag, baby.
Get that bag.
Yeah. No lie. I ain't gonna front, yo. I feel you. 110%. You definitely gotta test the waters to find out the sharks out there biting.
But at the end of the day, it's like, bro, like, they do it for free on Instagram.
Yeah. For nothing.
Absolute for a like.
You're giving it away.
They might take the picture back down because it didn't get enough likes.
Yeah.
So they go harder on the next picture.
Yeah.
A little less clothing. A little bit more twerking.
A little cheek out. A little bit more cheek out. They want a smaller size.
A better caption.
They want for the zero.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A more thirsty caption.
Yeah, for real. Yeah. Ham shot.
Camera shot.
Right? Camera shy.
So it's like, why wouldn't you? I mean, I understand sometimes, you know, but yo, man.
Believe me, I know, y'all.
This girl's out there with the OnlyFans and they only show their feet. And they making
getting 10 money, bro.
They making 10 getting stacks.
Getting money. Don't let their job find out, though. Depending on what it is, depending on where you work.
Depending on where you work, you can't have an OnlyFans?
Shit might be a kind of world. You're a school teacher, nigga.
But an OnlyFans? Showing your feet?
Don't matter what it is, you got OnlyFans.
Yo, I'm doing the OnlyFans.
That's a form of pornography.
Man. I'm doing the OnlyFans.
That's a fetish. Go out there and show your feet?
No, I'm going to do OnlyFans.
Doing what? Just your feet?
Nah.
What? You're gonna do a whole thing? You gonna go out there?
I'm about to have bitches on my shit.
Oh, shit. You're already in first on the bread route.
Yeah, the bread route, OnlyFans. We're gonna do bread it. I'm dead serious.
No, I'm listening to you. Go ahead. I'm listening.
All right?
I'm listening.
I'm dead serious. Hold up. We're going into a commercial break. We're coming back into it. We're going to come back into it. We're going to come back into it. I'm dead ass serious, man.
The bread route.
We'll come right back on y'all, man.
Word up.
We'll be right back. It's the bread route.
The bread route. The bread route. The bread route. The bread route.
The bread route's in motion.
Yo, the bread route. We back in motion.
Yeah. Many minds in the building.
Tito Grimes.
Yeah. Episode 59. We back at it, y'all.
Yo, so I was just explaining to you the bread route OnlyFans page.
Yes,
it's gonna have exclusive content.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna have explicit content.
Parental
advisory content.
Absolutely. Yep. 18 and over. 21.
Ooh. 18 and over, bro.
Man.
I think at 18 you're allowed to look at some pussy and titties and shit.
Okay.
Why not?
Yeah, it's sweeping off already. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay.
It's only right. I mean, why keep hiring the age on these little motherfuckers?
Yeah.
They already can't buy a cigarette at 21. They need to be 21 now.
Yeah.
They were waiting forever to be 18. As soon as they hit 17, they changed the law.
Mm-hmm.
Said, nah, papa, 4 more years.
They upped it on
21.
They upped it on them. Deep. All right. Okay. So tell us a little bit more about this.
So I would have like, I would definitely have like some thotties come through. Mm-hmm. And say some thotty stories and do thotty things.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Ah, okay.
Some thotty bread.
Bedtime stories type thing.
Not bedtime stories.
No. I get what you're saying.
Though. Around the campfire stories. Mm. Nightmare.
Small, cold nights. Got you. Yeah, got you. I'm following.
What else? Yeah, so it'll be more, a little bit more rugged on the Bread Route OnlyFans page.
Dope. I like that.
Yo, bro.
I like that. That's something.
And it's only going to be like 99 cents a month.
That's not bad.
Or $1.99 a month. Yeah. Not even gonna be. I don't want a lot.
Nope. Playroom. Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. I think that's how I'm looking forward to this. I'm looking forward to this.
we gonna turn shit up, man.
I'm looking forward to this.
I'm waiting for Down Leezy to come home. Mm-hmm. Once Down Leezy come home too, man, we're gonna be adding some more flavor to the show. The show is expanding. We a movement. You know what I'm saying? It starts at the bakery.
Yo, I like the direction it's going too, man, because it's like elements that's been there are you know,
our whole way.
Yeah. That are just
I just noticed this. Y'all got a quarantine mic?
Yeah. That's quarantine gangsta. The mics, man. Mike's definitely gotta be quarantined, man.
He got that. Yeah. He got the shower head.
The shower cap on. They got shower caps on.
Fire.
You know what I'm saying? Definitely keep the mics crispy, man.
Fire.
Gotta do that. A lot of smoke in the air.
Word.
You know what I'm saying?
Yo, music and memory, man. What's up?
Absolutely. Music and memory. Oh, man. I got to tell a story the other day. I was at work, and you know, where I work at, there's other buildings that's, you know, connected to where I work at, and in one of the other buildings, one of my coworkers played this song for another coworker, and he told me about it, and I was like, yo, I remember the name of the song, but I can't tell you what the song sounds like, but I remember the name of the song. Mm-hmm. So he was like, yo, don't worry about it. I got it. I'm going to come through. I'm going to play it for you. Boom, we came through. He played it for me. Yo. The song, well, the group was called Blue Magic. And the song was called Show Me How to Love. Teach Me How to Love. I'm sorry. Teach Me How to Love. Mm. Yo, it brought me back to my youth, though. It brought me back to me sitting down on the floor with my mom taping Christmas gifts.
Wow.
We was taping gifts up, you know what I'm saying? And that song was on. I was bugging. Mm. That's how long it's been since I've heard that song. Mm. Possibly.
Damn, just taping gifts.
Possibly.
With your mom.
Possibly, yo. I was like, wow. That's Blue funny. Magic, Teach Me How to Love, yo.
Teach me how to love.
You gotta listen to that song. If you, you know what I'm saying, it's an old soul. It's an old soul R&B song. Like it's gonna, you probably, if you hear the song, you probably heard it from one of your uncles or your aunts, or if you're old enough, you know what I'm saying, maybe your pops or your grandpops or your mom or your aunt, you know, your cousin, your big brother, somebody. You've heard the song before, possibly. But yeah, if you did it, you know what I mean, go back there and indulge in that. And see and take that experience. You know, it's just a great song.
That's hard. But,
yeah, Blue Magic, yo, that's music, my music and memory. Yo.
I have to go with Africa.
Africa?
Mm-hmm.
The song Africa.
Dun, dun, okay. Dun, 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 dun.
Well, what's up with that? Explain.
It just brings me to, like, when I was a kid, right? I used to drive with my step pop to Forbidden Planet, which was like a comic store. And it had like all the comics. It was like a world of comics. And the song came on the other day because I downloaded it to my iTunes and just random songs come on in my car because I have it on random.
Okay.
I got a very variety
of music
playlist. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like one minute I'll be listening to Pop Smoke, next minute I'll be listening to Frankie Ruiz. Right after, and then Drake. And then Bob Marley.
And then Britney Spears or
nah, Madonna.
Madonna, okay.
Madonna,
okay.
Nah, nah, I don't.
Nelly Furtado, none of that?
Yeah, I think anything with Timbaland.
Okay, okay, okay.
So if Timbaland produced it.
Okay, it's possible it's in rotation.
There's some Nelly Furtado in it.
Okay, all right. Okay.
And I'll definitely like it.
Okay, all right, so go ahead. All right.
So my playlist is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So anyway, this song comes on the other day. I think it's by Toto. That's the name of the artist, T-O-T-O.
Okay.
Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And it just reminded me being in the car with my step-pop. And, you know, it was just a vibe. It was me as a kid.
It brought you back somewhere.
Getting ready to go to this big-ass comic book
store
place.
To get some comics.
There's, like, the world. Like, wow. You look forward to shit like that as a kid.
The excitement, the adrenaline.
Yeah,
the
especially when you're used to just small mom and pop.
comic stores or novelty stores.
Local joints,
local
right?
Local novelty stores,
But
yeah.
This was a drive. And in that drive, I heard Africa. I heard California. Dun, 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 to California.
Hotel California?
Yeah, Hotel California.
Yeah, I got it. Come on, man. That's a drive. That's when you know you're driving. You hear that.
Yeah, birds and the bees. Let me tell you about the birds and
where
the bees
the hell was this place
and
at?
The flowers and the trees.
Where was it?
And the moon up above.
Where was this place?
What? Forbidden Planet?
Yeah.
It was in Manhattan.
Okay, and y'all was driving from where?
Brooklyn.
Queens or Brooklyn?
From Brooklyn to Manhattan.
Brooklyn? Wow. Okay.
So he was like playing all these songs to me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I guess it was like kind of like what I would do with Noah when he was young.
Okay.
I would purposely play music.
Play music? Yeah.
But like certain music. Like
yeah,
I would
to get
play
him from,
Wu-Tang.
So he could be familiar with it.
I would play Wu-Tang. Mm-hmm. I would play everything. I would play everything.
Mm-hmm.
And he just adjusted.
But that was a good thing.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it helped him in his craft. He utilized that some way.
Yeah, so did I.
Mm-hmm.
Picking, as a producer, I think listening to that type of music made me a good producer and have a good ear for music. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So when you
hear it, you identify with it quickly. You identify with it. You'll know. Yeah, you'll hear music, but you identify with music that you know that, yo, there's talent within that music, you know?
And now it's like you need the whole package. You know, you need the look, you need the swag, you need the team, you need every little piece of
the puzzle.
Equipment
to
be a successful artist.
Do it on you. Yeah, you got to
There's
be,
a lot. Yeah. A lot. It's a lot of work, bro. It's
it
easy.
Is.
Once you get the formula, it looks easy, but the formula, like once you got the formula, my brother, you heard?
Mm-hmm.
Once you got the formula,
mm-hmm.
and you guys almost have the formula.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Zenith album did better than anything y'all ever put out.
Yeah.
True or not true?
No, true. True.
Why? Because y'all approached it different.
Yeah.
Y'all connected different.
Yeah.
Y'all put a little bit more behind it.
Yeah.
Financially.
Yeah. We did.
You know what I'm saying? And you got numbers back. You got results. That was the only thing that we missed out.
Back then.
We didn't care about the results. What are the fucking results, bro? We was
looking for the now.
Nah, we was just looking for putting the work that we put in out.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Putting it out was the accomplishment. It being heard by our friends was the accomplishment.
It served its purpose. And it really didn't.
We needed results. Now you get results. Now you see results. You see statistics. You see fucking timelines. You see where it's at. You see the people that are listening. You see where they're listening from. You see the age they're listening at. We didn't have that shit.
None of that.
We had none of those results.
But those things weren't available to us back then.
We had none of those results.
And if it was, it wasn't coming through us. We had to find out through...
The higher ups.
Yeah.
And to even talk to them was...
Yeah, it was a mission.
Was a mission, or you just didn't know how to?
No, because they went through another company who did it. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It was like fifth person. So, but these are some of the advantages that these artists have these days.
I remember when we got off of Jungle Sounds.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of Suge Knight-ish. I don't know if you remember that.
I do remember that. I remember that.
We definitely Suge Knight that whole shit.
Listen, I know that.
Right.
Yes.
It was very Suge Knight-ish, if I should put it right in a good cool term, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I remember my brother Gigante telling the CEO, "You better fucking tell me where you get the cassettes pressed up at." And the vinyls. That's all Goons Gigante wanted to know. And that's how Get Bucks was formed as an independent label in 96, 97, I think, around that time.
96, 97.
And it's funny because we was getting money back then, right? And they seen how, like, it was the CEO wasn't, like, in our reflection, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, he does this? We could do this shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the idea came from.
Yeah, pretty much did.
It was basically like, if he could do it, we could do it. What the fuck is he? Who the fuck is this guy?
Nah, the only difference that what he had was just the people. That he
you know
with.
he had the plug.
He had the people that he dealt with.
But what I'm saying is, our mentality back then, that's what drove independent. Like, there was no independent labels out back then. It was Bad Boy was just starting. Everybody was signed. The thing was to get signed to a record company. There was not no independent guys from the street.
Rockefeller.
That wasn't... Yeah, that...
That was about it. Yeah. It wasn't, put it this way, it wasn't many.
Right, I put Rockefeller with Bad Boy.
Mm-hmm.
They're a different level of independent.
Yeah, true.
They were already industry. I'm talking about dudes that never walked into a fucking record company or nothing.
Or none of the above?
Yeah, none of the above. We didn't even give a fuck to do that.
Okay.
That mentality.
Okay. Yeah, we definitely, yeah.
They went independent with the corporate. Which was the way to go. We wanted to be in the street.
Yeah, yeah.
We chose the street.
Yeah, we did. I totally agree.
But that was the...
That was the start.
This is... I'm going to give you a line. I'm going to give you a hip-hop line, right? That created us to be comfortable with our... Dangerous habitat. You ready for this hip hop line?
Yeah.
No matter how much loot I get, I'm staying in the projects forever. Jake's be on the block, be out clever. In beef, we never separate, we're together. If worst come to worst, my people come first. Try to react when word is born, get your feelings hurt. My crew's all about loot. Fuck looking cute. I'm strictly Tim Boots and Army certified suits. Puffin' L's, lay back, enjoying the smell. In the bridge, getting down, it ain't hard to tell. Mm. Think about that.
Monty.
Think about that line. No matter how much loot I get,
I'm staying in the projects forever.
That's the line that made us comfortable with our dangerous habitat for so long. That we were comfortable, even as grown men, keeping ourselves in the hood.
For what reason? For notoriety?
I wouldn't say notoriety.
Comfortability? Being comfortable or being accepted?
I'm trying to figure it out. I think that line was a statue.
Okay.
It was telling us be a statue of where you from.
Sit still or be just
where. No, be a statue where you from. Yeah.
Okay.
Meaning like wherever you from, make sure you're at the high level, but stay there. Make sure that you make an impact enough to where they will make a statue of you. Mm. And the only way you're gonna do that is by staying there. All your life.
Yeah, pretty much. Why? But
we're from that era, mm-hmm. where that line and that music impacted us.
It did. it really did, and I can agree.
We're not uncomfortable with living in the hood.
I am too. And I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
It's bad. It's bad because we could do better.
I think it pretty much tricked the mind to be less.
I don't like gentrification because of what it is, but I like how it looks. I ain't gonna lie. Shit look nice.
Man, everything looks nice. Everything
I like shit to look nice. But everything that look good isn't
good for you, though.
I understand that, but I don't want to look at abandoned buildings and fucking crackheads and fiends walking the street no more, bro.
I agree to that.
So if it takes...
But
cleaning up...
You can't...
I don't like gentrification at all. I'm against it.
Okay.
Totally.
Okay.
It's horrible. But then I think people should be able to own land still.
I like that you say that you like the way things look. You know what I'm saying? Because they look nice.
I wish that people could do it on their own. But we weren't taught. We let the shit crumble and let these young motherfuckers pass us by.
We didn't let them.
Bro, the people building these buildings ain't no old people, bro.
I know that.
It's young.
I know that.
Rich.
I see them. But we didn't do that.
People.
We didn't do that.
We should have been buying our shit.
We should. But again... There was obstacles.
We fucked up.
No, there was obstacles. There was obstacles put in place for us not to be able to even qualify for certain things, to even get permits to build.
You right.
You know what I'm saying? There was a lot of that.
Yeah, especially if you black.
Or Latin.
Or Latin. Facts.
You know what I'm saying? And you got to remember that. You gotta remember that. So now
capped. They capped us.
Yeah, man. We
couldn't even buy that building.
We gotta utilize because we don't even support each other. You know what I'm saying? We don't even support each other the way we're supposed to. You know?
That's deep.
We don't. And I'll say I'm guilty of it myself. You know what I'm saying?
I've been guilty of that, but I've definitely bettered myself.
And there's Chinese people that just buy Chinese stuff. They don't need shop. They don't need, you go to the apartment, there's soap.
I understand buy black. I like the buy black mentality.
But buy black doesn't only mean go buy from a person of black skin. You know what I'm saying? Latins are considered black as well.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying?
So that's what I said. I like that. I like the concept of buy black.
Mm-hmm. You know, and those are the things that we have to do in order to be able to sustain. Grow. To sustain, not even grow, to sustain so we can grow.
Especially at these times.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? So we should be able to take care of our own people. You know what I'm saying? Because you look at all of these other countries that are doing, They have less. They have less and they make more. They have less and they make more.
Mm.
And able to do more for the people versus here in the United States, because we don't own nothing. We don't own anything. Nothing at all. So
we can own.
We can. We can. If we unify. If we unify and come together and be able to put aside the nonsense and look at the bigger picture, because it ain't about me and you. It ain't about our kids. It's about our kids, kids. Because, you know what I'm saying?
If all the celebrities would have put $1 billion each, they could have gave us our own stimulus.
I've said that before.
They could have fed the same people that buy their music and put them where they at. I wouldn't oppose to that. If I was put on a spot and I you know, in the future when I become a bigger celebrity and I'm put on the spot and I'm putting this on record and I'm put on the spot to chip in $1 million to help out the people that put me where I'm at, I will not hesitate.
You know, why should you? You know what I'm saying? Because those people help get you to the position that you're in to be able to even
have $1 million
to do that.
Yeah, like I would do it in a heartbeat.
You know,
so and I think that I think celebrities and athletes together, they just signed some kid for like $500 million. Who's that kid they signed for $500 million? It's like half a billion dollars. NFL, during the pandemic, they signing these kids for $500 million.
I'd be lying to you if I tell you who that was, and I'm being honest. You know what I'm saying? But things like that, you know, those things are possible. That being that we have those millionaires that are involved in sports and in acting and all of those things, those are anchors. Those are anchors for sustainability and Black-owned businesses and Black-owned real estate. You know what I'm saying? And Black-owned land. And you understand what I'm saying? Because what better way, man, to be unified? You know what I'm saying? Think about all those athletes.
This guy blew up right here.
Think about all of those athletes. And
you heard about the Ocean Spray guy? He was driving his skateboard down the road drinking a Ocean Spray. And it went viral.
Sponsor.
And then Ocean Spray came, gave him a whole new skateboard, a whole new truck with Ocean Spray in the back. That only happens in fucking Waterbury, Wisconsin.
Look, you trying to do it now?
It's crazy. Why they don't do that? I drink stuff all the time on my live.
But you ain't doing it like that. You ain't doing something. Make it more.
I don't have a skateboard.
Inviting. Yeah, make it more inviting, man. Do something. You can do it, man. Watch what I'm gonna do. I'm not gonna tell nobody. I'm just gonna do it.
That's how you're supposed to do it.
Great. Yeah, it's gonna be great.
The Ocean Spray guy.
Word up.
That's crazy. Post Malone got a wine out.
That's dope.
Shout out to Post Malone, shout Dre.
Yeah, man. Shout out to all of them.
Mr. Telemundo.
Mr. Telemundo.
Euro V.
Yeah, man.
Oh, Euro V got the Tacos and Narcos coming up. We should go, man.
I'm down for that. I'm down for that.
Word.
We set that up.
Word. That's the pottery.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. It's nice.
I'm deep for that. Make a grand appearance, you know. Definitely do that. Oh, yeah. That's a blessing. Yeah, man. Shit. So what else we got going on, man, on for the Bread Route, man? What's coming up? What people can expect? You know, we got any dates for anything?
Right now, it's full-fledged focus on building the studio to its full capacity where we'll be able to rent space for other people to do their podcasts or radio shows or mix shows.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so that's the focus right now, man. That's where I'm at with it. Like, I really don't have events coming up. We trying to still keep the social distance concept going on.
Mm-hmm.
We still trying to keep a lot of the sanitization, stay away from people concept going on.
Less is more.
Less is more. You know, if it was 25 people, then now it's 10.
Absolutely. Less is more.
So,
just because there's 10 people in present doesn't mean there's not. So, yeah, viewing.
Just stay in tune with us. You know, we got mad love for y'all for continuing to support the Bread Route. What are you doing? You rolling up again?
No, I'm rolling up again. Yeah, man. But, that's what's up, man. Definitely,
stay in tune.
We appreciate y'all, man.
Yeah.
You definitely. Know, I gotta say it. I definitely appreciate y'all, you know, and, you know, stick with us, man, because it's just the beginning.
Yeah.
It's just the beginning.
Yeah, yeah, we just getting started.
Yeah, we really are.
We just getting started.
9 episodes in, we just getting started.
We just getting started. I think we'll be starting when it hits 100.
Yeah, pretty much, right? Full-fledged.
I can't wait till we do the 100th episode.
We're
going to be working fast. We're going to be working fast soon. We're going to be working fast soon, bro.
Yeah, we got
100 episodes going to be live.
Yeah.
Live party time.
Mm-hmm.
Word up.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, how tall? These ceilings are definitely like 20 feet.
Nah.
Not 16.
Nah, I'll give or take. Yeah,
16.
Give or take. All right.
All right, y'all. We're going to take it down.
What time we got?
We good. Right. We done.
Right.
We gave the people what they like. We gave the people what they want, and the amount of time that needs to be given. This is what they like. They don't be liking the short shows. I mean, they do appreciate them, but they tell me, "Yo, man, the show was short. I was just getting into it, and it was over." You know, so.
That's what's up.
But give us time to really like. You remember, I get on this thing with Minds and other guests, and I just freestyle it, man. Whatever we feeling, whatever we knowing at that given moment is what we doing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all here with us in live. Well, like, not live, but organically. Y'all here with us organically. This is a conversation we're having amongst each other. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully, we're able to share some light, some knowledge, some good experiences, some laughs, and yeah. Keep fucking with us. The Bread Route. Yeah. We in motion.
In motion, baby.
The Bread Route.
The Bread Route.
The Bread Route.
The Bread Route.
The Bread Route's in motion.